Concerned about these holistic doctors who are dying and under very strange circumstances? Check in with us next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. Erin Elizabeth with us, of course. Erin is the founder of Health Nut News. You can also find her on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Erin, when you put together Health Nut News, what was it that was the catalyst for that?
I think that I was sharing information with so many friends and family that I realized that I could reach a bigger audience. And even on my social media, I had attracted more of an audience who would want me to share things. So I just decided to make the site. But it was more based toward, I might talk about controversial stuff like fluoride in our water or GMOs. I didn't expect, though, that it would go this route. So, the name, I think sometimes people think it's satire. They just don't know. I see that's one of the main searches when they're looking for the site because the name doesn't quite fit with what I ended up with some of the stories I'm doing. But I just felt once this began and hasn't stopped yet that I needed to get the word out there. But, yeah, it's still, obviously, I have lots of information out there, thousands of articles on natural health supplements and all that great stuff, organic recipes, and then this. So it's an interesting mix.
The fluoride in our water, that's probably one of my pet peeves. I wish we could get that out totally. Some governments are beginning to minimize it, but it's still in the water.
Yeah, even studies, several published studies at universities last year, and articles I shared articles on this, showed that it is linked to obesity, ADHD, and weight gain because of what it can do to the thyroid. So yeah, it's pretty scary. And we've fought here, kind of split half and half on our city council, and other different cities around the nation are each is different. I believe Portland took a vote by the people. They had to do that in order to get it out. And then here we just need I think it's our city council, but we still haven't quite got there yet. I think we're tied the last time they voted to get it out altogether.
What do you find to be the hottest topic going on right now?
I'd say one of them would be, that besides GC Math lately with this, is cannabis oil, legal uses of cannabis with it becoming legal. And that's another thing that Dr. Bradstreet and some of the other MDs, even chiropractors, especially the medical doctors, because they could legally prescribe that for their patients, even children in certain states, and they have their red card or whatever they call it, each state calls it. They go to like where you and I met in Colorado for the show. You could go there and go to the medical dispensary with your prescription, and I think that is a big topic right now where people want more information about cannabis. I do a lot of articles on Health Net News about that. And it's definitely interesting that several of the doctors were either talking about it openly in shows they were doing or in their writing and or prescribing that for patients, depending what state they were in.
You are not opposed to mainstream medicine, though, are you?
I think that there is a definite place for that, and especially like in emergency care, strides for as long as life-saving surgeries, definitely, and especially acute situations. But I think with long-term, like where you have a child on prednisone and all these steroids and five anti-seizure drugs, where cannabis could replace that for them to wean off of those drugs for their maybe it's epilepsy or whatever the child might have. It's amazing, and I think people are coming around to that. But yeah, I think that there's mainstream definitely has its place, and I think some of these medical doctors who were found dead, like Mitch Gaynor, he allegedly committed suicide. I think they ruled that right away. I mean, he admittedly was using some conventional, more what you would say conventional methods with holistic combined. I think several of them were. Teresa Seavers and all of them, they weren't all just using, herbs or just nutrition. Some of them were also in conjunction with that were using, sometimes they'd use medications as well and mainstream medicine.
God forbid, but if you came down with cancer, if you contracted cancer, would you go totally holistic and natural, or would you try to combine it with some mainstream, protein therapy or something like that?
I was just reading about the proton therapy. I think that for me, especially with some of the holistic medical doctors I know who are still alive, it would probably be somewhat of a, it would be a combination. And if I had a loved one that same situation, where I don't think personally, I mean, even PBS did the story, is chemo and radiation making us live longer or better lives? That was the title of the PBS article, so even they're coming around. But I don't know that I would do the kind of the chemo the chemo and radiation route, but I might try some more cutting edge kind of techniques or things that are coming out, but would probably combine that with nutrition as well. So it's probably and have a good protocol by a experienced doctor who might use both in their practice, but probably not the chemo radiation route.
Okay, let's go to the phones now with Aaron Elizabeth. Let's go to Mike in Ohio. Mike, welcome to the program. Go ahead, sir.
Good evening, George. Good evening, Elizabeth.
Hi, Mike.
I wanted to ask you a question, Elizabeth, about the last time you were on Coast to Coast, you talked about possibly a relationship with some of the holistic doctors having something to do with an ex-Russian military technology, maybe with vibrational healing, and I'm not sure if that was what you were talking about. And my friend told me today that there was a doctor that I think that he was on GMA, a doctor from Australia that was a holistic doctor, and he supposedly cured Charlie Sheen of HIV, and he's receiving death threats.
Doctor? Yes, just Dr. Chen. I can say Dr. Sam, but Dr. Chen Chui. It's hard to say his name, but yeah, I do know him. And as far as the first thing you said, I think we had a caller last time that asked that about the vibrational the therapy, but that's not ringing a bell off the top of my head on that. I don't know if it does for George, but as far as Charlie Sheen's doctor, he was on Bill Maher the other day,
mm-hmm.
and yes, he did talk about, again, saying that chemo and radiation weren't the key for cancer patients, and he is very interesting. I don't know enough about him. I had actually had a few friends I'd found that a year ago had been talking about him that had gone to him for Lyme disease, and they are better now, so I'm interested in talking with them. But he uses alternative methods. He kind of calls them vaccines, but one is from the milk of goats, so it's very interesting. But yeah, he allegedly had, well, he says, I mean, Charlie Sheen said he had him at his viral load for HIV. It was undetectable. So yeah, he's interesting, and Bill Maher had him on. So yes, and he did have death threats, and I think they said he had attempts on his life by a car bomb. And then I know Bill Maher said on the show that Dr. Sam, he said that his health had suffered because of that. So I did never understand if he survived the car bomb or just was stressed out because someone tried to bomb his car. But yeah, I have not spoken to him yet, but I hope to.
The late American prophet Edgar Cayce, Aaron, talked about taking 3 almonds a day to prevent cancer. 3. Unsalted and little tiny ones. And almonds, of course, are, you know, very potent. And I do that, by the way. I take that every
good
day.
Yeah,
3 almonds a day, crazy, along with everything else. I'm a fan of turmeric and everything. God forbid if something like that happened to me, I would probably do a combination. I would want to do this proton therapy because it's supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah.
And I would mix it with natural. I think Steven Jobs made a mistake by going all holistic in the beginning. On something that was a very operable type cancer had.
Yeah, the operation, they say, even the holistic doctors, I agree, would have probably been better.
Yeah, he might have still been alive today.
Yeah, that's a shame that he didn't do that. So it's a fine balance. Yeah, so you would, I know someone, I'll just say, that they declined to do the proton therapy because they had to travel too far. And I just wrote the other day on my page, I said, they said it was so inconvenient because it was far, but they did die. And I said, well, I guess death is less inconvenient. So, I mean, it sounds terrible, but yeah, I think sometimes you have to travel the distance, literally or figuratively, if something like that happens to do the, to get it, you know, to get better, to get healed. Yeah.
Let's go to Greenville, South Carolina now. Dr. Sean is with us. Hello there, Dr. Sean.
Hi. How are you doing? My name is Dr. Gallagher. I'm a chiropractor.
Okay.
And I want to say I love the show so far. I think we talk about cancer there. It's primarily diet. You know, MDs, they go to school for 6 to 8 years, and if they want to take an elective, they can study nutrition. Registered dietitians, they study books that are funded or published by the meat, dairy, and grain industries, who also make the four food groups and now the new food pyramid. But I recommend everyone to study natural hygiene. Basically, I believe that we were supposed to be eating fruits and vegetables in the tropics. They're superior foods in every way. And actually, if you do some research back to the vaccines there, you have a doctor called, or a gentleman called Mr. Eugene, I can't remember his name, Eugene Solstice is his name, I believe. But he's got a documentary you can see on YouTube called, what's it called, Murder by Injection. And he basically talks about all the toxins they put in vaccines and how the pharmaceutical industry, they put these toxins in there to cause cancer or to cause multiple problems. So you will be, you know, you'll take pills the rest of your life and then their big ticket item is cancer. I mean, they put cadmium, mercury in half of vaccines, MSG, they put in aluminum, formaldehyde, the list goes on, and of course pus from a sick cow. But the best thing people can do is to start eating more fruits and vegetables, definitely get off the animal products, drink distilled water. It's disgusting, you know, that the things that they put in water, obviously the fluoride, which is an industrial waste products from aluminum factories and pesticide factories, chlorine, which is a highly toxic halogen gas, and they use that to so-called purifier water. I mean, the list goes on. Toxins cause cancer primarily, but I would say people right away need to make sure they do not get vaccinated and they try to transition to a fruitarian. I mean, you study all primates and they're basically eat fruits and vegetables as their prime meals. People that live the longest in the world, like in Okinawa, they basically eat, you know, 90% fruits and vegetables.
Sure.
And they
live in spite of the environment around them, they're still able to, you know, beat that. Doctor, thank you for your
input. Thank you, Dr. Gallagher.
I guess you got to do the best you can and just keep fighting, Aaron. Isn't that it? That's the bottom line?
I think that's, yep, that's true in life and in this situation and all of the above, yeah. And it can be so difficult. Like Dr. Gallagher said, with the water, we have disinfection byproducts too, and the chlorine and the fluoride. And it's good just to, it'd be so sad that we can't get clean, pure water naturally here, but that's not the case anymore. So to do our best to bathe and drink purified water. And I, of course, everybody has their own choice on vaccinations, but I would have to agree with him with some of the additives. They're quite scary, like the aluminum or fetal cells and all that, monkey kidney cells used in the making of vaccines is not good. So, yeah, you just do the best you can and eat as well as you can. And, I tend to eat more plant-based diet these days, and organic and non-GMO. It's tough.
It is tough. Let's go to New York City. Mayotte's with us. Hello, Mayotte. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. Such an excellent show. And, Aaron, thank you so much for your work. And being in New York, I was so shocked, so I really appreciate the update around Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez. That's really important. I'd like to, and George, this is such an important subject for those. There's so many Coast of the Coast family go toward holistic and natural and alternative. I would like you to bring her on maybe every quarter for an update, and I'll be looking forward to reading your articles on your Health Nut News site. And my question is, I'd like to find out about how you got involved in this subject as an investigative reporter. Are there any who are following your lead and, you know, in terms of contacting you and trying to network around losing all these wonderful doctors and naturopaths, and whether you might consider, please put it in a book, and I'll listen over the air if you have my questions.
Oh, thank you. Well, first, thank you so much for the kind words. I really appreciate that. And how do you say your name? Is it Mayotte?
It's Mayotte.
Mayotte, beautiful name. And thanks for staying up in New York this late, too. I appreciate
lots
that.
Lots of listeners out that way.
Yeah, know. Oh, yeah, I know. I sometimes forget. It's a little overwhelming how many. So I know they're, like she said, part of the family. I would say that how I got started was because my significant other, Dr. Mercola, is a holistic doctor, too. So we knew several of these doctors. And when I'd seen the death of Dr. Bradstreet, like I said to George before that, I might write an organic pumpkin pie recipe or something. But then Dr. Bradstreet died, and within 24 hours of finding out about that death or less, I'd found out about Dr. Hedendahl because I had a friend who worked here in Florida in the office. And then the same day he was found dead, so was Dr. Baron Holt. And Maximize Living Chiropractic, and I knew people who knew Dr. Holt at only 33. So I guess everything was churning, and I thought, this is just not, something is not right here. This is so many, and then Teresa Sievers just after that, all within a matter of days. And so I decided that I needed to write the first article. In fact, I was just finishing that when the second one came. So, and then I thought, well, I'm going to continue to cover it. And I know that there will be people who will be upset, but actually the families I've spoken with so far have been very, very kind, and actually a few reached out to me. So that's kind of how it got started. It was really unintended, and I had no idea that it would continue like it has.
How does your husband, Dr. Mercola, feel about this? He's a giant in the natural health industry.
He is, I think, just cautious and very sad. Of course, he's so sad to see the loss of his colleagues. I mean,
does he sometimes look over his shoulder?
I would say that he's between the two of us.
That's got to be an interesting evening when you two go out to dinner. You know, you're both looking all over the place.
Yeah, we don't, and that is a message too that I would want to put out there, because I know that she asked if I was contacted by reporters and or others reaching out to me and other journalists, and that has just started to happen. Who I am contacted by the most are very scared doctors, and that's really tough because I feel for them, men, women of all ages, whether they're doctors of chiropractic or medical doctors that are holistic minded, and they're scared. So I don't want them to live in fear, just like a general idea of life. You know, there's so many things out there to be fearful of that we don't, and that's, I think, how we operate too. We don't want to live in fear, but we are cautious because, just of what's been, especially in light of what's been happening lately. So.
All right. Well, do we have time for another quick call? No, let's just have you give out some website information, if you would, Erin, and we're going to take a break and then come back with final calls. Go ahead.
Sure. So on my website, you're so kind. Of course. Healthnutnews.com is the website. And I have a book that I give away if people want to join the mailing list. And I really didn't push that at first, but now I do definitely say, if you want to get updates, then stay on the newsletter, because so many people fall behind. And with my newsletter, then I give out the latest information and they get an ebook sent to them that I wrote as well on natural health and my own health journey. That is an ebook that goes to their email.
Super. Erin, okay. Thank you so much. Stay with us. We're going to come back and wrap things up with final phone calls as we talk about all things holistic, primarily this incredible story of doctors, holistic type, who have just died. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Erin and Elizabeth with us. She heads up healthnutnews.com, and all her information is available at coasttocoastam.com. We're talking about all things holistic, including the very strange deaths of holistic or natural doctors and those who, of course, dabble in the natural side. Strange things happening. What else is going on around the planet, Aaron, with some of these holistic doctors? We talked about the poisoning in Germany. Any other spots, hot spots?
I would like to take more time to investigate some that people have sent me, but some are from the past. And I get a lot of people from around the world who will write, but not other hot spots at this moment that I see, besides the strange ones on the Caribbean island. We're not seeing any around the world, so in other countries right now. So that's interesting that they are concentrated, especially on the east coast of the United States.
What are the new projects for you, Aaron? What's up next?
Sometimes I feel like this is just taking all my time because I've dedicated so much time to this, but I'm going to be out at speaking at an event, CalJAM, with a lot of doctors, and we speak to, I think, 1,500 or a couple thousand chiropractors, and they would like me to speak a little more on GCMAF and the holistic doctors, maybe a little bit on cannabis as well. And there is some talk of a few people have approached me about documentaries beyond the film going on that is the, they want to do a full-length feature film with real actors and everything. This would be more real life, like a documentary or documentary series. So I had a director several months ago also in Los Angeles who wanted to do a documentary, but that hasn't happened yet, so we'll see where that goes. Really, it's just anything that would bring more attention to, like doing this show to such a vast audience, that would bring more attention to the deaths, and hopefully somebody knows something.
And I would hope that mainstream media would start getting involved, network television, somebody.
Well, yeah, and I can say that we're doing a show next week with Foster Gamble. He's the heir to Procter & Gamble, but he did the film.
I know Rise. Foster. No, I was just with him a couple weeks ago.
Oh, perfect.
Kimberly.
And Kimberly. He and Kimberly are having Dr. Mercola and I come on for 2 hours and to talk about just about this subject. So that
We need like 60 minutes.
Well, there was another author, I'm sure you know, or person in this whole realm, James Redfield, who wrote the Celestine Prophecy bestseller, and he was going to come down last month, but then it had some things change in his schedule and wanted to kind of map it all out. And then he said he had the contacts with mainstream, but he hasn't been able to get down here yet to do that. So we'll see where that takes us. But I get contacted by a lot of people, but still haven't seen not even all the deaths, but just even a couple of the big ones. He didn't even see Nick Gonzalez much, except I think PBS did a show, but a short segment on him. But almost all of them were ignored.
What do you think of some of the cancer clinics, the Mayo Clinic, Sloan Kettering? They're trying. But what are your thoughts on them?
Well, it is. I'm a little biased because we have Mayo in Jacksonville, and just lost a friend days ago. Not a doctor, not anything suspicious of long term brain cancer, and he had been going to Mayo, and we did lose him. Although
that's the toughest. Lost my sister the same way, Aaron.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It is. Yeah, I think I just can't even imagine. So I'm so sorry. And he did stay alive for 4+ years, but I don't know the quality of life all that time, how it was. But
it starts going downhill.
Yeah, I just think even like the Dr. Gallagher who called in, he's got a point that they mean well. I think I've heard of some good things about like Cancer Centers of America. I don't know. I mean, I'm not affiliated with them in any way, but I do know some people, if they go to the right one where they're willing to change their diet and get them on. One woman I know had breast cancer, went there. They didn't do surgery. I don't even know if they had to remove the mass, but she is better. And one of the main things they told her to eat was mushrooms, especially button mushrooms, but she eats like mushrooms all the time, supposed to be anti-cancer. So, but she did through supplementation and not doing chemo and radiation. I think they caught it early, and didn't do a mastectomy either. She is better, I think, over five years out now. So that's
all right. Let's go to the phones again. Paul in Seattle, get us started here. Paul, go ahead, sir.
Thank you, George, and good evening, Ms. Elizabeth. Two quick questions. Did any of these doctors know any of each other and, you know, like you say, follow the money, George. But did they work on any projects that might have maybe one guy didn't know about it, but the other guy did. Maybe they thought they talked to each other. And my second question, real quick, what do you know about the bacteria Bilharzia and the Morgellons disease and how any success stories there? And I'll take my answer off the air. And thank you, George. And don't call me sir. I work for a living.
I love it. Go ahead, Aaron.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I think we talked about Morgellons
yes.
on your show on Beyond Belief. But on the first question, there have been some rumors. There was a, we won't even say his name, but it says he's a PhD that went on and said he had this information. They all knew each other. They're all of them. They're all working together on a breakthrough. What was, I think rumors kind of get started, you know, and the families say this isn't true. They then there may be some truth that, like the gentleman said, that some may have, we know that some were colleagues, but they weren't maybe close. But there is, we have no information that they all were working together on some breakthrough project. We do think that Dr. Bradstreet was looking into, well, he was, you know, with GC-MAF, the NAGLACE and the vaccine, seeing, and I don't know if it's true, like Dr. Gallagher said, that they're purposely, I mean, there's rumors they're purposely putting NAGLACE in vaccines, but because of the additives in the vaccines, anything is possible. But I don't think that they all knew each other and were like working in a secret basement lab on a breakthrough or anything like that. But I'm sure that more is going to come out that we don't know yet about maybe some connections that we haven't figured out. And I hope to by talking to more family members and having them talk to each other.
You know, with the Morgellons, I feel so sorry for the people who either believe they have it or do have it. With these little fibers coming out of their hands and arms, and it's horrible.
Well, they did that article years ago where I'd read with a scientist who had people, he was, I think it was in Spin Magazine of all things, but he had them all send in the fibers and tested them. We may have talked about that on the TV show,
yeah.
Your TV show, but they said there was otherworldly. There was nothing from this earth, nothing they could, in the lab, they couldn't figure out what it was. So that is... Yeah, it is very sad, and I do feel for those people too, like Joni Mitchell. It's got to be. I believe there's something going on. I don't think it's all in their head by any means.
Aaron Elizabeth with us, of course, author of Health Nut News. Very quickly, let's review what we talked about a year ago in the limelight, and of course, that situation hasn't fixed itself either, has it?
Yes. I mean, and some say that the Lyme and Morgellon are related to, with as far as Lyme disease, it's just become more prevalent. And I wrote about my own experience in that book that I give away. But I just see more and more patients. And in fact, the latest who died, who did work with Dr. Bradstreet, I will say that she had Lyme disease. So, and she was young, but they say she could have just died suddenly from that, but I don't know if we'll know for sure. But yeah, Lyme is definitely an epidemic in this country. It is definitely a big issue.
Ken in Washington on the wild card line. Hello, Ken.
Yes. Good morning.
Morning to you.
I'm enjoying this program, and between Aaron and Critical Health News, I enjoy those immensely.
Beautiful.
I'm a two-time cancer survivor. My first treatment, which was one of those near-death situations, chemo and radiation was at the time the only way to arrest this cancer and get it stopped. It was a hard way to go, but then 2 years later it returned, so the course of treatment there was a monoclonal antibody Rituxan that has kept it in remission for 13, 14 years now, and so that's a good alternative to our research. Whether standard medicine is involved in that, I don't know, but. But one of the questions that I have for your guest, Aaron, in the course of the treatment and surgery that first go around, I had to have my ribs spread to to take care of two effusions that I had in my lymphatic system. And I happened to be have a severe case of scoliosis, and they happened to spread my ribs there at one of my severe curves, and so it's left me in a good state of chronic pain. And what is the course of treatment with cannabis versus what I'm doing now is opioids, and I'd appreciate your counsel on that.
Sure. Well, I'm not a doctor, but I do know that depending on what state you're in, and hopefully you could get it legally there and get the cannabis oil, but especially with the
some people swear by it. They absolutely swear by it.
Yeah, that. But if you had, I don't know, and where you are, if they have the.
He's in the state of Washington.
Washington, I'm sorry, I missed that. So that's a good thing. That's good news then. So it is legal there, even for I think recreational use. So you could, but go and to a dispensary legally and talk with. Probably, I would ask around to find a good one that I like. One I interviewed in Colorado that has somebody who's very knowledgeable, where maybe some of the better doctors would send their patients, and they can. With the one I spoke with in Colorado, she at the medical dispensary, she was the owner, and she helped them wean off of those the opiates and the drugs, and with the help of cannabis, and it helped with their pain and at the same time. So, the good news is that you would have probably dispensaries somewhere around where you live, and I don't know the laws there if you would need to get a prescription from a doctor, but I think that might be. A good
well, under point. His circumstances, that probably won't be too difficult to obtain.
I would imagine so, and I'm so sorry, and I don't know if, again, I'm not a doctor, but if chiropractic, if you've been to a chiropractor to work with the situation, with the pain.
What do you think of acupuncture?
Oh, I think the acupuncture is... absolutely amazing. It's helped me. I even used it on my 19-year-old cat. I think it bought her a year.
19 years old. Wow.
Yeah, the other one was 20, but I didn't know to use
good
it
for you.
Her. Yeah, but the 19-year-old was sick and getting arthritic, and so the vet had been through a two-year additional program, and you know how veterinarian school is, so she'd been through that in addition, and so she worked on my cat doing, and I can't believe it, she just loved it. I guess she knew it helped her pain with the arthritic pain, and she would put needles all over her. I hope I have a picture somewhere of that, and that she would just go in this relaxation state. And yeah, I'd probably need to get in for a session myself.
Go to Dayton, Ohio now, east of the Rockies. Ray's with us. Ray, good morning.
Hi, George. How are you?
Good, Ray. Thank you.
Good. Aaron, I know you probably get tons of emails. I just hope that you'll get mine.
Look for it.
I want to make a suggestion, something for you to think about. I've been in the private security and investigative field for 42 years, and I know that there have been cases before where groups of victims have gotten together, different families have put up $200,000 to get the truth, and have hired private or retired police officers or private investigators. I would throw that out to you. I'm sure that there would be some, and as soon as I retire, I would be happy to be one of them, to get the truth. You've got some good retired cops out there that probably would love something to do. There's nothing better than a good mystery for somebody that really enjoys their work and getting answers. So I would throw that out to you. And then the other suggestions, I'll just put in an email to you to save time. But I'm just going to throw that out to you because I do know, especially on the East Coast, there are a network of private investigators that, especially in different areas, that could coordinate whatever they found out and probably help you out a little bit. So I'm going to send you an email. I think you'll know it's me. So just wanted to throw that out there. And George, as usual, I appreciate everything you do for getting the truth out.
Thank you, Ray. We're not going to stop, that's for sure. Aaron, that's one of the sobering things of what we do, both of us. We don't stop.
Yeah, that's right. I know. I just admire what you do for so long now, and yeah, you just don't stop.
Did you have fun doing the On Belief television show?
Oh, I absolutely loved it. Yeah, I loved going out there, and thank you so much for having me on. That was despite some of the subject matter that we were talking about.
Scary.
Yeah.
It really is. What has been, in our last minute we have here, for you, what has been the most gratifying thing you've done in this field?
I think it's probably being able to help with the people who will write me, besides getting the word out on the series. In this field, I will get a lot of emails where I can help someone. Obviously, I can't give medical advice, but have somebody write with just a question they don't understand about this or that. And it's just the people who will write me, and when I can get through all the emails and actually write them back with answers that help them, and they're so grateful. Or just from an article I've written, and I get an email, just thank you, this was exactly what I needed, it helped me so much. Just the personal stories like that are most gratifying to help the readers.
All right, Aaron, you take care. Let's keep in touch. Any more updates on these doctors who are dying, you let us know, okay?
Thank you, George. I'm honored to be on. Thank you so much. I will keep you updated. Thank
okay, you. Very good. And again, Aaron's website's linked up at coasttocoastam.com. In a moment, The Man Who Could Fly. We're going to talk about psychic phenomena, the science of it, consciousness. Does it have the ability to truly do incredible things?